Galim chapter 25, Mishnah 9. Klei HaKodesh, Ein Lehem Achraim V'Soch, V'Ein Lehem Beis Tzavir. All these halachas that we've done about the inside and the outside and the finger holes, all of those don't apply to utensils which hold holy food. Utensils which are going to contain sacrificial food, none of these halachas apply to those utensils. There, if it's going to be used for sacrificial food, we're stricter. If this thing becomes tamah anywhere, inside, outside, finger hole, any tamah, we look at the whole thing as it's tamah. V'ein matbilin kalim besoch kalim l'kodesh, and also for holy utensils, utensils used for holy things, we don't take them to the mikveh one inside the other. You don't take them like stacked and go dip them in the mikveh. Why? Because you're worried that they're going to be touching each other and the water won't go through and properly purify it. Kol HaKelim Yerdim Lidei Tumasa B'Machshava. Next idea, that utensils descend to impurity through intention. We'll see what this is now. V'Einam Oilim Lidei Tumasa Ela B'Shino Masa. But to ascend from impurity, they need a physical alteration. So the example the Kati brings is a ring. A ring which for a person is susceptible to impurity and for an animal is not susceptible to impurity. So if you've got a ring that fits, you know, it would fit to be used for a person, or it could be used either way, a person or an animal. So if you decide now that this ring is going to be used, let's say it was for an animal, you decide it's going to be used for a person. So your intention makes it susceptible to impurity. Simple intention makes it susceptible to. But if it's been used for a person and now it's going to go the other way, you decide that it's going to be used for an animal, so that's not enough to take it in, to make it insusceptible to impurity. Yeah, you would have to make a physical alteration to the thing before it became not susceptible to impurity anymore. So you see that. So intention makes something susceptible to impurity, but doesn't make it insusceptible. It's not enough to make it good. Yeah, that it's enough to make it like bad, that it can take impurity, but intention is not enough to make it good, that it's not susceptible. There you have to make a physical change to it. Shamasa mevatel miyad hamasa miyad machshava, because actions nullify actions and intentions. Machshava eina mevateles lo miyad masa lo miyad machshava. Intentions do not nullify actions or other intentions. So actions are like higher thing, they're a step above, exactly.